This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are very much in the thick of the holiday shopping season on this first day of December. A lot of that shopping, as you know, is happening online. And with online shopping often comes an expectation of free returns. There is a decent chance now, though, that if you want to send an item back, the place you bought it from might just say, yeah, you know, keep it. As Reuters reported this week, returnless refunds or keep it return policies are now being offered by more than half of major retailers. Marketplace's Henry Epp explains why these policies make economic sense for retailers and why they might not want to tell you about them.
A couple years ago, Mark Cohen, director of retail studies at Columbia Business School, ordered a fabric steamer from Target.
I saw it online. It was exactly what I was looking for.
But when a package showed up at his apartment, it was very much not a fabric steamer.
It was a king-size comforter.
He called Target, which apologized for the mix-up, and told him to keep it, saying,
"It would be overly burdensome for us to take it back."
Cohen says that's because taking stuff back is way more expensive for retailers than sending it out. Sean Burke, a partner at Clarkston Consulting, says first there are shipping costs, and then
unpacking it and reviewing it and seeing if it can be resold, and if it can be resold, going in and restocking it on their shelves.
All that work requires time, money, and staff.
And so retailers have to sit there and say, is it worth it?
Amina Ali is CEO of the returns management company Optoro. She says the answer is often no. That was especially true a couple years ago when freight costs skyrocketed, says Zach Rogers, who teaches supply chain management at Colorado State.
And now, freight's cheap, but it was kind of nice to not have to deal with it.
That's why a lot of retailers have kept their keep-it return policies. But these can also be abused by shoppers who resell what they supposedly want to return, says Clarkston Consulting's Sean Burke.
And so that's why you generally don't see people necessarily publicizing that they do this.
To deal with fraud, he says, online retailers use all the data they gather from us to find patterns.
Hey, this Sean Burke guy, he's done a lot of returns lately. They can start to pinpoint that maybe they shouldn't allow me to do this anymore in the future.
But in most cases, he says, shoppers are going to give away the returns they get stuck with. Or in the case of Mark Cohen and his comforter, they'll hold on to it for years.
Eventually, it's going to wind up in a Goodwill bin or a Salvation Army bin.
He just hasn't gotten around to it yet. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.